I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everybody and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, A Secret 2. We are chatting to the lovely Kelly Brook this week, and I think it's about time I sort of let her know what our secret was this week. Kelly, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This week it is Vicky Patterson, A Secret 2, being fabulous at 40.
Oh dear. I'm still trying to figure that out, but let's have a go.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. You're absolutely smashing it, Kel. When we were talking about having you on as a guest, this was a complete no-brainer for us. I think you've just nailed it. You look great. You're so happy in your personal life. Your professional life's flying. And I mentioned it before, but you do seem just so content with who you are as a person, mate. So it just was a no-brainer for us.
Oh, that's so lovely. I mean, I do feel like, you know, there's so much uncertainty in my in your 30s. Well, I found that in my 30s, I feel like my 20s were just so much fun and I kind of just skated through those. And then my 30s is when I was putting all the pressure on myself to get married, to have children, to have the job, to have the home, to have, you know, all these ridiculous pressures to still look good, to still have the body. Like, it was just too much. And then you get to 40 and you're like, oh, who cares? Who cares if I don't have kids? Who cares if I'm not married? Who cares if I'm, you know, oh, is that, you're right. What have you done now, Vicky?
I know, that's me lift. Sorry, everyone. I am in Brentwood.
That's hilarious. And I feel like I got to 40 and all of a sudden I was like, I don't care what people think. I don't care if I haven't got all those markers that society tell you need to have by a certain age, or your body tells you need to have by a certain age. Yeah. I'm just so happy to still be here and to be healthy and to be around people that love me and that I love. Like, it's, I know it sounds really cliche and cheesy, but it's so true. You just stop caring as much.
Yeah, no, I get that. And I mean, when I hit 30, Kel, like, I went through all the same things. Like, it's this level of just like abject panic, isn't it, and terror. Yeah, like I ended up being single in me, like, when I was 30 31, and it wasn't where I saw myself being at all, and I was without kids and all of the rest of it. And it's your body clock, it's society, it's seeing all of your friends have the things that you thought you'd have, and it just hits you like a ton of bricks and you panic. I panicked so much. And of course, it's just not conducive to being healthy or happy or getting any of those things that you do really want in the long run.
But the thing is, but also I think what happens is that you've had an extraordinary life and extraordinary experiences that none of those friends and people that you see having their extraordinary experiences have experienced. So you've got your path, they've got theirs. And I think there is that element of you thinking, well, they're having that and I want that. And it's like, well, hang on a minute, they might want what you've got, but that's yours. So you've just got to appreciate what you have got and not what you haven't got. Exactly. And I think that's the thing, you know, I can look at friends of mine and I think, oh, you know, they've got two kids and a husband and they're settled and how lovely is that? But they're probably looking at me thinking, gosh, she doesn't have to do the school run. She can get up when she wants. She gets to go to parties. She gets to earn her own money every day. She's got independence. You know, there's so many sides to it. And I think until you walk in someone's shoes, you don't know if that life is for you. You know, it might look like it from the outside, but ultimately all you can control is your path and what you're doing. And yeah, I mean, I think I've got to 40 now. And if my life carried on like it is now for the next 10 years, I wouldn't be worried about not being married and having kids. It would not bother me.
I always think, and I read this somewhere, Kel, you can tell me if you think I'm wrong, but it's comparison is the thief of joy. And it basically just exactly, it's that easy. Like, you should be living your own life and setting your own standards for happiness and all the rest of it. The minute you start to look at someone else's life and crave what you have, you're on a hiding and out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a lovely saying. Where did you get that? I'm going to steal that.
Instagram.
Oh, really? It's true. I mean, I guess that's what I was trying to say, but you actually nailed it. It is. Comparing yourself to someone else is only going to be, it's just going to cause you misery. Of course it is.
Of course.
Yeah. So I guess being 40, yeah, it's not that bad, you know. You're going to like it. I promise. You'll like it.
Okay, tell me some of the best things that I've got to look forward to in my 40s, Kel. Go on.
Okay, so just to let me think. So when you're 40, people will say, what do you want to do for your 40th? Don't be shy of telling them what you want. I asked if I could have Magic Mike come and do some like striptease for me in the studio, and my producer made it happen. So I was very grateful of that.
Yes, go on, girl.
So people will go above and beyond to make your 40th memorable. So don't be scared to tell them what you want. What have you got to look forward to? I guess, oh dear, look, I'll tell you what happens when you're 40. Do you know what? You accept your body. You look at your body and you're like, do you know what? My body's actually all right. You crave the body. Like, you know, I look back in my 30s and I think, what was I worried about? You know, I would love to have that body in my 30s, now in my 40s. So, you know, you kind of realise that actually, you know, your body's not that bad. It is what it is. And I don't know, I think... I think in your mind, it's more than anything, you just relax. You just like, you're just chilled.
A real level of acceptance washes over you.
Yeah, I think so. It's got to, hasn't it? I think at some point you just stop caring as much.
I mean, Kel, it's not like you've not had, like, it's not like you don't still look amazing, but I feel like it's because you were FHM's sexiest woman alive at one point that you will be a little bit hard on yourself sometimes.
Do you know what? I'm actually all right with it. It's everyone else that's hard on me. When I look at some of those comments and I'm like, it's like people don't want you to age. It's like they look at you like, they say things like, oh, she's put on weight or she looks a bit old. Well, yeah, I am a bit old now and I have put on a bit of weight now. Of course I have. I'm not 20. Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, the comments are so crazy. They're like, what do they think? You're just going to be embalmed as a 21-year-old for the rest of your life. Of course you're not.
It's ridiculous, mate. And these people don't think before the tape. But I just wanted to tell you this one thing. So me fella, when he found out I was going to be speaking to you today, he was like, oh my God. I was like, yeah, she's one of my mates though. Like, I've known Kelly for years. She's lovely. He's like, wait, like, tell me brothers. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, we all had posters of Kelly Brook on my wall when we were growing up. He's like, no, honestly, Kelly had his brother on the phone. He said, oh my God, she still looks amazing. Tell her from me. I was like, I will tell her.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, luckily, all of those guys have grown up with me, so they're all the same age and probably they've got the same kind of problems. But I don't know. It's so crazy to think back. I mean, when you're like 21 and you're doing those shoots, you don't really think of yourself as a pinup because you're just going to work every day. You're like, you don't really think about it at all like that. It's so crazy, but that's so sweet. Oh, send him my love.
I will do. I mean, I don't know if I'll tell his brothers, they might have a heart attack. But I honestly think you do. I think you look amazing, but I think you can tell, it's like your confidence radiates from you, Kel. Is that something that comes with your 40s, just really being happy with who you are?
Well, I think and I think there's, I'm not lazy with my appearance, but like I can have days of making the best of myself, but then I won't think, you know, like when I go into the radio, you know, I know obviously there, you know, there's photographers there and they want you to kind of be like completely done up and stuff, but you know, there is an element of like, some days I'm just going to go in trainers with my hair in a ponytail, and that's just how it's going to be, because I don't want to put myself under that pressure to look a certain way every single day, because it's just unhealthy. Like, some days I've got other stuff going on and I don't always have the time. And I think it's nice to make the best of yourself, but it's also nice just to every now and again let it go a bit.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? Not be so hard on yourself. I've seen those pap pictures of you, mate, with your hair in a ponytail and just in trainers, and you still look a 10 out of 10.
Oh, that's so good.
Right, now I want to ask you the nitty gritty, Kel. What is sex like in your 40s?
Oh my God. Well, you still do it.
Good, good to know.
So that's good, yeah. Things don't all shrivel up and fall off, so that's good.
Brilliant.
Oh God. Well, my boyfriend's 35 and he is Italian, so you know, he likes the nice large curvy woman, so that's always a good thing. Oh gosh, what's it like? I mean, I think
I put you on the spot.
Yeah, I think your sex life gets better as you get older, because you get more confident. Yes. You're not so hung up on stuff. So you just and you know what you enjoy and you know what you like, so you don't have to, and you're not scared to tell them. That's good. You know, when you're young, you don't tell them. They're like, is that nice or whatever? And you're like, yeah, like you'd never say. But like when you're older, like you know, you're going to make sure if you're going to go there, you know, once a month, then you're going to get what you want. I'm joking. Once a month.
There's no chance you and Jeremy are having sex once a month. No. Look at you, man.
So you want to make sure that you're getting what you need. But yeah, no, it's fine. It carries on and it gets better.
Good. That's all I wanted to know. That there's definitely still hope.
How old
for
are
me.
You now?
So I'm 33 this year.
Oh, hun. Wow. Gosh, you're so young still.
Oh, stop it. I'm an old soul,
old's
man.
And how old's Ekran?
Like I've been like... So Erkan is, God, 26. Wow. He's 27 this year. So there's about the same difference between me and him as there's between you and Jeremy.
Oh, nice. That's a good age difference.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, though. Like, the Daily Mail started reporting that he was 36. I don't know where they've got it from, but I don't correct them at all. It drives them mental. And I just like it because I feel like less of a cougar.
There you go. Aww.
Before I let you go, Kel, I just want to say it's been absolutely lovely talking to you today, and I know you'll have given some women out there who are looking at hitting 40 or sort of floundering in their 40s a little bit of hope that actually you can still have it all. But before I do go, I just want to ask you, what is your secret to feeling fabulous in your 40s?
My secret is, you know, just do you. Don't compare yourself to other people in their 40s. Just look at everything you've got and give yourself a pat on the back that you got to 40 and, you know, you can still, you know, and yeah, just enjoy it. Just absolutely enjoy it and revel in it, because it is a great age. I love being 40.
Oh, and you know what, Kel? You can see that you do. It's written all over your face, mate. You look bloody great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Vicky. Good luck with the podcast. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, but thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, what an amazing woman Kelly Brook is. Like, sometimes, because obviously I do consider her a friend of mine. I mean, we're not great friends. We've done a show together. Okay, I know her a little bit. But she is lush, isn't she? But sometimes I forget, like, how amazing she is and how much of a fantastic life she's had. Like, living in Hollywood, dating Jason Statham. Like, to know where she is now, I mean, she's never had a bad-looking fella, come to think of it. But yeah, she just made me feel like it's so okay to be 40, and I don't know why we stress ourselves out and put so much gravity on a specific age, because it doesn't really matter, does it? It's more how we feel inside. I think, if truth be told, I've always been a little bit of an old soul, and I'm 33 now, but I think if I'm honest with myself, I'm probably about 65 in real life. Like, I really want a cat or a dog. I just want an animal. And I want to live in the country and not see very many people. I want to, like, cook on Sundays and see my family. And I don't know. I just want to lie and watch TV. Like, I suppose I think I am a bit of a, like, miserable old boot. I'm, like, 65 in my head. And I think that's probably what matters is what age you feel. Like, I know some people who are... Like, look at me, mum, for example. She is 62, She's allowed me to say that, it's fine. And she's got like a younger fella. She like travels for her job. She's absolutely gorgeous. She's like, never mind sitting at home playing Mahjong. She's out there doing headstands and that. I just think life is not about a number. It's how you choose to live it. And as soon as we accept that and embrace it, the less pressure we put on ourselves, do you know what I mean? And I don't mean to be sexist, but especially women, let's worry less about that number and more about just having fun. So obviously I can't give you my secret to feeling fabulous at 40, but honestly I don't feel like you'd need it. Kelly was so articulate, so full of life, just she was so passionate about being 40. I feel like I want to fast forward for 7 years. And I hope she's reassured everyone at home who may be struggling to deal with getting a little bit older that the life begins at 40. I loved speaking to Kelly this week and I hope you guys did too. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. Please subscribe. Please tell your mates. Oh, and if you do want to tell me anything particular about this week's podcast, something you really loved, something you liked not so much, then you can email in. It is vickypattersonpodcast@gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And once again, thank you to my lovely guest, Kelly Brook.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.